So in a sense, we're in a little situation, maybe not a crisis, but the church are definitely a change. A lot of changes, many of you are aware of this, some of you may not be, but we are in a position of big changes happening. You're all aware that our pastor Sharon left out of other places, for a new job, and things are being changed, and rather. So we'll be having a new pastor. Pastor was announced by Sarah, Pastor Wilson Jones, and right now, he set that up so he might listen. And then get something. Okay, so we're going to be having some different changes. We're going to be sharing initially with Sherman, Cooperstown, Flight 3, and Scarlet Lake, sort of in a different situation. Scarlet Lake is going to become kind of a satellite of our Flight 3 church. And we've been through a lot of changes before in this church, and I go back further than maybe three quarters of you here today, so I have a little more history. One of the big questions that we're going to be dealing with, including our board meeting today, is the parsonage. How does the parsonage fit into this? But many of you know that Annabelle is no longer staying in the parsonage, and so we have that to deal with. But the new pastor has a three-point charge, and he is looking to move to this area. Ultimately, what's going to happen in a space of probably a year is the Sherburne will be dropped off, and then it's going to become Cooperstown Flight Creek and our satellite sister up the road, Scarlet Lake. So a lot of changes that are happening now and some that are happening in the next year. We met with Pastor Wilson once already formally, and I've taken him over to look at the parsonage once by himself and once with his wife, Allison. So it's a possibility that that may become the parsonage again, but it may not be. So that's a decision that we have to make as a church body. Partially, it's up to us. But if we decide that, for example, we want to rent it instead of using it as a parsonage, then we're still going to have to pay money to support a parsonage somewhere else. Now, some of you may know that Cooperstown does have a parsonage, but they already rent that out, and they get a good chunk of change for renting that out and help support their church. So it's kind of off the table. It's what they've been doing, and it's probably a three-year lease or something like that. So I know that Pastor Wilson and his wife do want to live in this area, and we're going to be sharing, Pastor Wilson, we're going to be sharing. So there's not going to be as much presence in this church of Pastor Wilson, because he's going to be mixing it up with people that put it together, and that includes Sarah, who's going to be definitely taking a big chunk of her time here, and another person is a lay leader. Sarah, do you remember her name?
She's a lay, certified lay minister, Linda Powell Owens.
Linda Powell Owens, certified lay pastor.
Minister.
Minister, okay. So she'll be here part of the time, and it's going to be under kind of a rotation mark thing. So, just to give you a little background of the parsonage, this church has been through many changes, and one of the things that's not in the Bible is a quote that I like a lot, and it says, change is inevitable, except for vending machines. So, change is inevitable, and if you're resistant to change, we're like a big oak tree that's not going to bend, but when the winds blow, boom, it's going to go down. Or we can be like a bamboo that can sway and go through hurricanes and still be there. And I think we need to learn to sway, even if we're not thinking that's an option for us. One of the things we're going to be confronted with very soon is we're probably going to have to go to a different time of services. Most likely 10:30 instead of 10. Now, to me, I shudder. I see Gail shaking her head.
Many times. What's the difference in half an hour? You get here faster.
It has to do with him getting here on time. Pastor Wilson getting here on time to improve his day. Because they have an earlier service. So that's just one of the small things. But the parsonage is going to need work. Even if we're going to rent it, it's going to need work. Let me give you a little history on the parsonage. I think probably Gail and Paul and one or two others know this history. But just to fill you in, and I don't go back that far, but I go back further than most people. So that parsonage was sold by the Franklin Church many years ago. We did not own it anymore. It was privately held, and it was lived in as a home. And then we got the idea to buy it back. We got the idea to buy it back. Gail, do you remember this?
Well, because we had no place to
come.
Pastor Tom.
Pastor Tom Doyle. He was our new pastor here, and we had no place for him. So we decided, maybe we could buy it back. We had a very small congregation, but it was growing and it was enthusiastic, and it was like, could we even do this? So what we did is we raised bonds. People bought bonds for, I forget the amount it was. Maybe $100. I was thinking maybe it was that, but I'm thinking, how could we possibly buy it back at that price? But people bought no response to me. The idea was, with a bond, you would get paid back. So you bought the bonds, and then every beginning of every year, we drew lots. And it's like, these are the people, this year they're going to get paid back. And this year, the people are going to get paid back. And many people said, don't pay me back, it's okay. Other people needed the money, and they said, you know, maybe back, and we bought that place. We bought the parsonage, and it was an amazing thing. It was like, and we did it, and we were just incredibly psyched about this. And we had a mortgage burning at some point, which was wonderful. And we had a lot of talented people who said, you know, a flat roof doesn't make a lot of sense in this area. Why would anybody have a flat roof? And I think when I questioned that, people said, yeah, it's because it's easier to build. So I guess that's why they have flat roofs. You still see a lot of them around, but it's like crazy to build a flat roof. So they said, some of the talented members said, let's put a peak on it. So go out there and take a look. It's not a flat roof. It hasn't been 3 years. Let me put a peak on it. And it was all done with sweat and sweat labor. It was all done by us. So many things like that have happened. And so we can roll with it, we can go with it, we can accept it, or we can fight. But these are some of the things that are going on, and I think that you should be aware of it. There's going to be more changes to come. And if we don't, if we decide that we want to rent that parsonage, we're still going to have to pay a support. Just financially, just to give you a little insight. Our obligation, at least for this year, is going to be less than usual financially because it's a 3-point charge. So it's actually going to be less, but that doesn't mean it's going to stay that way. If it becomes a 2-point charge, it'll probably be back on you. So that's my message for today. Be flexible.